Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to another edition of Family Answer Man. Lines are now open, if you'd like to call in with any questions, at 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. That is, by the way, the best way to get immediate responses from me. I get a fair number of questions submitted to me on the website, which is familyanswerman.com. Once again, familyanswerman.com, and it's been taken quite a bit of, it's been somewhat of a delay responding to some of your questions, trying to fit in between the show and full-time private practice makes it so, and got to find time for family too, right? Otherwise, why would I be doing this show? So anyway, that's the easiest way. If you want an immediate response, call in when the show is on with your questions, 855-279-3758. This show airs Thursdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. There was going to be a Monday show again at some point in the near future, as soon as scheduling will allow it. But in the interim, we'll have that. You can, however, contact me at any time by going to the website, familyanswerman.com. From there, there are various links. One of them leads to a listing of previous shows where you can listen, no video, just strictly audio, so you don't have to stare at me the whole time or see what I'm doing, but you can listen to the previous shows. We've had some pretty popular ones, and the amount of downloads is increasing dramatically. So you can hear any of the past shows, or we have probably about five or six that are featured on the website, as well as a link then from the website that takes you to every single show that's been done. So that's one of the things you can do there. You can also, there's a direct link to the Facebook page where you can get current information. You can friend the page or like it or whatever they call that. From that, you can there's also another section on there where it says Ask Jay. That's me. So you can ask me questions related to family, parenting, relationships, anything pertaining to that. Submit your questions, and I will respond as quickly as I possibly can, which I'll tell you now has been taking me a good couple of weeks to respond to some of the questions. But I will get to all of them as best I can. A little bit about me, for those of you who don't know, I am a licensed family therapist and author. Author of the book titled Respect Your Children, which I use to conduct parenting workshops as well as working with teens. I do a lot of work with teenagers and such. But the parenting workshops, I also do couples workshops, and there will be some couples retreats coming up in the near future. So if you want more information about that, just you can go onto the website and request that, and we'll put you on the mailing list for upcoming events and such that are going on. Let's see. I think I mentioned been in private practice about 22 years. Also work in juvenile detention facilities occasionally when there are very difficult minors that they are looking for outside resources to provide some of the skills to help these kids make, you know, turn around. They will call me in to consult with them. Let's see. Okay, this is also an educational show. Very important to understand that, because I'm a licensed therapist. I have to let you know this is educational. Does not take the place of psychotherapy. If you need therapy, you need to go get therapy and not assume that listening to the show is going to fulfill that need. So once again, educational show, call in if you'd like to. Otherwise, once again, most people who view these episodes do it after the fact, download them and pass it on to their friends and such like that. So I think that is about all. And I mentioned about the Facebook page is out there connected to. So all you need to do is just go to familyanswerman.com and you'll find everything you need from there. So today I want to talk a bit about, and that's not what I meant to say. How many of us have ever said that in our lives? Whether we were younger or probably more recently in married life, we said something either in our marriage or in the workplace environment where you say things and then you think, oh, gosh, I probably shouldn't have said that. If I could make time go backwards for about 30 seconds, I'd be in good shape. But we can't do that. You know, we're in a situation where we'll make a political comment, say something like, you know, this candidate, this guy's awful. He doesn't have a clue what's going on. This guy, pardon my expression, this guy sucks. He's no, you know, based on what he did, and you're in a group of people who are avid supporters who look at you, and suddenly these people who are friends that you work with becomes kind of a lot of tension. Makes me wonder about that mayor of Montreal, if he's ever said that. That's not what I meant to say, or that's not what I meant to do. I was watching a little clip on him this morning, and people don't really understand the full political system over there in Canada, but they were asking him. It was kind of funny. He, you know, have you smoked crack during the past 2 years? Yes, I have. Interesting, and one of them asked him, do you still have a zero tolerance policy? Yes, I do. And then apparently he even got kicked out. I thought it was hilarious. He got kicked out of an arena, a hockey game, I guess, in Montreal at a home game, and he's the mayor of the city, and he got kicked out because of his behavior. And I guess he came to them and said, I'm so sorry. At that time, it was like 2006. This will never happen again. I will never, this will not occur. And they asked him about that, I guess, the other day. And his response was, it didn't happen again. I have never behaved that way at the Montreal Arena since then. So I thought that was kind of funny. He was very good with being able to use some of those words as far as he said that. Kind of reminds me of the definition of is, but some of you know what I'm talking about, some of you won't, but that's okay. So maybe that'll be one of the things I'll say. That's not what I meant to say. But in talking about that, primarily I want to look at workplace situations and at home, okay? So probably just about everybody out there listening can relate to having a bad day at work, okay? Things didn't go well at work. Employees were giving me a hard time, or my boss was giving me a hard time or something like that. And I come home and I will say things like, why isn't the trash taken out? You know, my kids might look at me like, gosh, what's wrong? And the problem there is I'm carrying over events from earlier in the day that have nothing to do with my kids, but yet I'm saying it in such a way that is confrontational, is hostile, and is creating a wedge in between myself and my children. And then later when I'm saying, hey, how was your day today at school? They're fine. And they walk away. I wonder, gosh, and see, so you see, that's how easily those kind of things can happen when we don't think before we talk. And so often, that's what we tend to do. You know, we don't think about what we're saying before we talk it. You know, we might have your wife say, does this dress make me look fat? And, you know, your response to that can really dictate how life is going to go for you in the near future. I'm not saying your wife is overweight or your wife's not overweight. I'm just saying the responses we say by not thinking through them can have pretty significant consequences, although sometimes short-term and sometimes long-term. But understanding that our frustrations or things that we are feeling, maybe I am angry at the kids. Maybe I've been telling the kids to take the trash out or straighten up for a long time, and they are not listening to me. They're ignoring me. They're playing their video games and doing things. And then my wife comes to me, or husband, whichever the case may be, and say, hey, you know, you want to do something tonight? No, there's too much going on. I have to take care of all these things. Like, wow, what did I do to warrant that kind of response from you, that you're so agitated, you're so frustrated? And that can be enough right there where it's like, you know what? Okay, I'm done. I don't want to talk anymore about things. And that's where a lot of times we have to be willing, okay, so we made the mistake. First of all, ideally, we're not going to make the mistake of saying things we didn't really mean to say. But when we do, to be able to stop and say, you know what? I'm sorry. The way I responded to you was not right just now. I was frustrated about the kids. I was frustrated about my job. And I answered your question based on what you asked me. But my tone and my volume was way out of line. And it was not based on anything you deserved. It was based on things that happened in the past. And I think a lot of times when we're willing to do that and we can acknowledge that, that we'll get that, that for the most part, people will say, okay, you know what? I forgive you. You owned up to what you did, and you didn't wait, and we were angry at each other for 3 days, then finally said, gosh, I guess I was wrong and I did that. Then we just kind of wasted 3 days. So I think it's important that, you know, to first, like I said, to think through before we respond and we say things. But if we do happen to not use the filter as well as we could and we say things because we're upset over certain things, to be able to acknowledge that, to be able to say, I made a mistake and I'm sorry. I mean, sometimes it's not even our kids or our spouses or our family members. Sometimes we're just feeling depressed or discouraged. Sometimes just having a day where it's like, I'm just not feeling that great today. I'm frustrated. I'm sad. I'm discouraged. Whatever, and somebody will ask us something. You want to do something, or what about this? And you're like, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. And what are they hearing? So what they hear is that our response is based on their question to us. So what they're thinking is, gosh, you don't care much for me. You're not interested in the idea of doing something with me. Just really discourages you and bores you, as opposed to, yeah, he's having a rough time or she's having a rough time right now. So I have to take that into context. And that's where, once again, being able to own up to that, that, you know what, it probably wasn't the best way I said that. And it's a result of these things. And that's why it happened. So to be able to resolve it, the sooner we can resolve it, the better. You know, and a lot of times, too, we'll say things. It's funny how our mind works, because we can process things. I mean, there's so many things going on. We might make a decision, let's say, about a proposition on a ballot or something like that, or a particular political candidate or a person that we know about. And in our mind, we might have processed thousands of bits of information, and based on that, we've come to a conclusion. Now, I know some of you are saying, yeah, well, the people that I know, they don't process that much. They, you know, they hear something and they just say it, which I'm not going to really get into that. But sometimes there's lots of information that we don't necessarily consciously say, well, based on this, 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 and that, and taking all this into account, we hear things, we read things, and we form an opinion. But then we go and say, here's what I think about this. And the person we are speaking to maybe has not had access or has not thought about all those things that you're referencing that you did before you came to that conclusion. And they may not be of that same opinion. And so that can be, you know, the beginning of another confrontation. Because we don't understand that we can sometimes just assume, well, I just assumed that you knew all this stuff that was going on. No, not really. It's not that important to me. So being aware that making statements and opinions that we have, that very often it's a result of a very complex process that most of us aren't even aware of. And to just assume that the other person is incorrect because they don't have that same opinion, there are a lot of factors that go into that that we don't take into account. And so we need to be understanding when we express things, when we maybe say our opinion, and be tolerant to say, you know what, okay, I can see your point, or I'd like to hear your perspective on that, or something like that. Instead of, you either believe what I'm saying, or you obviously don't know what you're talking about. Okay? So these are things to keep in mind, that our mind processes lots of things and we don't often explain them, and that also there are often so many other factors that go into the things that we say that contribute to our volume, our tone, the things that we do and say to others. It's almost like a time lapse that we can it's like an event happens, but yet our response to it is an hour later or 20 minutes later or something. And yet, so when someone else is talking to us, we're giving the answer that we want to that event, but we're saying it in such a way that we're responding to an event that happened before this person was even involved in the particular topic. It was, maybe we weren't even together at that time. They were at home, you were at work or something like that. So we do that, and then we wonder why, geez, well, they should understand that I had a rough day. No, it's not up to them to be mind readers. We need to own up and be accountable for our actions, for our thoughts, for the things that we do. So when we are saying things and we are basically contributing, and basically baiting somebody else into a conflict, that we need to own up and say, you know what, that's not what I was meant to say. I said that in a way that was based on something totally unrelated to this topic, and I was wrong. I made a mistake in that one. It's like, how much do you think we should spend on groceries this week? I don't care. Spend whatever you want. That's not, what are we telling this person? This person saying, I'm willing to go out and do grocery shopping, and yet you're treating me this way? No, because I'm angry about maybe finances aren't as good as I would like them to be in our house. So I'm responding that way, because I feel like maybe you're spending too much, or I'm not making enough, or something like that, or we're going to go out and wash the car. Well, don't mess it up like you did last time. That we say those kinds of things, and then wonder, why is it there's always conflict in our relationship? So, the gist of this, owning up to what we say, taking responsibility for what we say, in realizing that often the emotions from previous events carry over into these things. And that's okay that they do, but sometimes we need to stop and think before we respond, before we say. And if things do get past our lips and we say things, even though, like I said before, you can't unring the bell, once you said it, it said it, you still can stop and own up and take accountability and say, you know what, I was wrong. I'm sorry that it came out that way. That was not my intention. Okay, that's it for today's show. Look forward to your thoughts and feedback. You can respond to any of the things I was saying with questions related to this topic or any other topic going on to familyanswerman.com. You can also call the show after show hours when the show's not being recorded live. You can call the office directly at 951-272-8304. That's 951-272-8304. As always, I look forward to hearing your thoughts and your comments. You can also, if you have a specific issue or topic that you would like me to address, please feel free to, you can submit it on the website, familyanswerman.com, where it says Ask Jay, and say, hey, I have an idea for a topic. I'd like you to talk about this. If it's something I think will be beneficial to the larger group that listens to the show, I'd be more than happy to create a show and discuss it. If not, I will try to respond to you directly. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.